I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In some countries, church attendance goes hand in hand with physical attacks. We'll examine the latest in South Asia. And then on a lighter note, are you a runner? Keep listening to find out how miles and mission find their course. But we want to start out with something a little more serious. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is taking notice of attacks on places of worship. Now in Pakistan, extremists frequently target worship sites of minority religions. FMI's International Executive Director Bruce Allen often hears reports from the field of such attacks on Pakistani churches. For example,
we are seeing an increase in illegal land seizures or attempts at illegal land seizures where radical Muslims in a community will try and seize the church property from the Christians, even sometimes while the Christians are in the church worshiping.
In early 2019, FMI helped to fortify partner churches with security updates. But FMI doesn't work with every church or every church planter in Pakistan, and he warns that if tolerance doesn't improve, violence will likely intensify.
When a culture tolerates or encourages attacks against physical spaces, such as churches or learning centers or even sites like a cemetery, you know, that should be sacred, it's easy for that culture then to take the next step and tolerate attacks against the worshipers themselves.
Pray for believers in Pakistan that they remain bold in their faith. Next, in a world of change, the message of the gospel remains constant. However, AMG International knows that preaching methods evolve with new communication tools. Bill Passon, COO of International Ministries with AMG International, notes that rapid changes in technology necessitate changes in mission strategies.
Truthfully, it affects every aspect of an organization, and we try to use technology and leverage technology to stretch our resources to be better stewards, from the stuff we do in the home office all the way to the field ministry.
Passon says one of the areas most affected by technological change is media evangelism. From its start, AMG utilized media outlets like newspapers to share the gospel, but those formats are changing. Now, people worldwide use social media and online news sites to get information. So AMG reaches out on those platforms while still offering conversations tailored to individual questions. So technology changes some things, but the personal work of gospel change in a life is the same.
It doesn't really change the heart. The heart is still to be able to share the message, the good news of the gospel, and to have people hear and respond. But, you know, you have to do that in ways that actually are applicable to the times.
Passons asks for prayer as AMG leadership continues to seek out new ways to steward technological advancements for gospel witness. And we'll end today with a question for long-distance runners. Have you ever considered the Comrades Marathon? Norman Johnson with Sudan Support Network tells us,
the Comrades Marathon, 89 kilometers, is one of the premier ultramarathons in the world, and it's predicted that 27,500 entries will go in 4 days.
So if God's gifted you to run for a cause, consider connecting with SSN. They partner with elite runners to raise support and awareness for the Beja people of Sudan. Through the S4J initiative, Sudan for Jesus, runners raise money for projects like corrective eye surgeries, clean water, and much more.
We will never do that as a condition for people to accept Christ. But if they are touched by the love of Christ through what happened, we would be delighted. And so we come alongside those who work directly with them, and we just trust God with the results.
Go to missionnews.org for details and contact information.
This is not a matter for one organization, one local church. It's for the body of Christ worldwide to take hands from the outside, from the inside, and to see God's kingdom come in Sudan. There's huge change in Sudan now, and we need to rally around those people.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.